cool temperatures will occur across the Midwest over the next full week. And we're not expecting to see any extremely cold conditions, but it will be cool enough to keep all the crops dormant and to eventually bring a little bit of snow back across parts of the region. Well, this morning we have widespread light precipitation occurring across a fair amount of the region. Moisture totals through midnight last night had run upwards to 3/4 of an inch near the St. Louis area, while lighter amounts of precipitation occurred off to the east from there across portions of the Ohio River Basin and points southward. As we go forward through the day today, we're going to see the precipitation continuing to prevail across many areas. We'll not expect it to be very heavy, but additional moisture totals will run anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5 6/10 of an inch. A few locations of greater rain is possible, but not likely to be very common. The most intensive precipitation occurring at the time of this report was occurring over Ohio and portions of eastern Indiana, as well as down into a portion of Alabama and Tennessee. Well, the outlook does allow for the current storm system to shift off to the east as we go through the day today, and as it does, we'll likely see somewhat cooler air come across the region, and drier air too, for that matter. We're not expecting to see our temperatures change dramatically. In fact, it's fairly balmy across the Midwest here this morning. Widespread temperatures at the time of this report running mostly in the 20s and 30s. A lot of that is occurring because of dense fog that's present in many areas, and also the light precipitation that continues to prevail across southern portions of the region. Temperatures are cool enough for a little bit of freezing drizzle and freezing rain in a small part of the eastern Midwest, but that will go away as we get into the warming this afternoon. The temperature trend, though, over the next few days will generate a lot of daily highs in the 20s and 30s in the northern parts of the Midwest and 30s and 40s in the southeast. Now, there will be a few exceptions to that rule, and it looks like some of the warmer days will likely occur as we get into the middle part of next week. Most likely that'll be from Tuesday into Thursday. During that time period, we'll likely see highs getting up into the 40s and 50s across the southern parts of the region, while some 30-degree readings occur across the north. Our lowest temperatures at night will come this weekend as some temperatures drop below zero in the northwesternmost parts of the region. The eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of Wisconsin will be experiencing the coldest conditions. The rest of the Midwest will probably see extreme lows dropping into the teens and single-digit readings for the most part. There will be a few 20s in the far south. Most of this colder air that I mentioned before for the upper Midwest is not expected to dig very far south into the heart of the region, but will stay mostly in the northernmost parts of the region. The hard red winter wheat country is not going to be subjected to any kind of bitter cold temperatures anytime soon, so that's good news for them, but they are going to continue to see a drier bias in their weather pattern. Most of the hard red wheat area is going to see little to no precipitation as we move forward through this next 4 weeks to 10 days. This is a trend that's typical of La Nina to have a below average precipitation and above normal temperatures during the heart of winter, and that's exactly what we'll be seeing in these areas for a while. The South American picture today does not change greatly. Looks like southern Brazil, Rio Grande, into parts of Paraguay and western Paraná will likely see a net drying bias pattern for the next full week. That will likely increase crop stress because some of this region failed to get significant rain during the course of this week. Argentina crops will get some more timely rainfall as we move forward through the weekend and early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.